He was wounded. He endured stripes, went without things, hungry, and all that. Endure the hardness of the gospel, which is not the things, the things that God has given us, that most people look at hard. It's hard to be righteous. It's hard to do the will of God. It's hard to be godly. That's so hard. That's hard. It's not hard. It's like saying, cheesecake is so hard. You know? Or pie. What's your favorite kind of pie? What's your favorite food? Is it hard? Or is it to be desired? The gifts and calling of God are awesome. They're not hardness. Yeah, we strive in it. There's things that come against us. They try to make life hard for us. But the things that God gives, He gives as gifts, not as tasks. I got a job for you, Paul. I want you to be righteous. All I could bring back to Him would be something that would be a filthy rag. The only way I can obtain the righteousness that He wants me to appear. See, it's not that God wants me to give Him righteousness. He wants to give me righteousness and have me appear before Him righteous. He does that by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. By that, the power of that sacrifice, it brought those things to life. To light for us. Life. Because I tell you what. Committing sin is death. If you're in sin, you're in death. The way Jesus brings life to light through the gospel is by believing the gospel and receiving the promises which the gospel gives. When we receive those promises, actually, just as Abraham received Isaac, a son, then the hardness comes. The obtaining of those promises is not hardness. Those promises are obtained so that we may be able to endure the hardness. Jesus had to endure hardness. Sorry, I'm trying to get a nasal passage open so I can breathe. So I don't sound like someone who can't breathe through his nose. We got a little airflow. Again, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. The affairs of this life, meaning this, it's like a guy going off to war can't be caught up with, okay, I gotta go plow my field. Though, if a man has a field, his heart's gonna turn to it. But the idea is, when you're actually marching off to war, you really don't have time for anything else except marching off to war. Soldiers live in their own barracks. They kind of have, it's like a soldier's life, It's like the old song, a soldier's life for me, A soldier's life is soldiering. Why? So that they would be pleasing or acceptable, as you might, understand. I'm thinking of, so we look at our soldiers. No, we don't. Him that hath chosen him to be a soldier. God's army is not an all-volunteer army. We are all conscripts. Whether we came willingly or not. Some come willingly. I came pretty much willingly, because from my youth up, I was trained up in these things to some degree or the other, and I always had a heart to desire them. Others, not willingly. And their life was going in a totally different direction, and God just kind of stepped in. Yeah, my life was still in sin even, but I had a mind for these things from the beginning. I was willing. When I was a child, I had my heart towards these things. People who grew up, entirely different mindset. But we were all subject to sin. Anyways, but God had chosen us to be a soldier in Him, to war as a soldier of Christ. And we can't entangle our, if we entangle ourselves with affairs of this world, we can't make a good warfare. You know, there are degrees to which sometimes we are tangled, like, hey, if a man provide not for his own, especially those of his own household, he is denied the faith. Alright? But to whatever degree we can separate ourselves from the world, especially the sinful elements of the world, and the rudiments of men, vain philosophy, deceit, we will be a better soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, that's athleo. That's contend in competition, like athletic competition. That's where we get our word athlete. Athletic. Strive for masteries. He is not crowned, except he strive lofty. He's gotta strive, again, athleo, compete, according to the rules. There's rules in Christ, too. There's all kinds of rules. I give you a new commandment. There's all kinds of commandments. You've got to love one another. You've got to do this. You've got to have love out of a pure heart. You've got to walk uprightly. You've got to deny ungodliness and worldly lust. How do you do all that? You can't. Can't do it. But God has chosen you to be a soldier. He's going to equip you with all the things necessary to get the victory. So though you be a peasant and a worldly person, unable, weak, strengthless, He will strengthen you and make you into a fighting machine for Jesus Christ. You're going to achieve the things, you know, look, you can't obtain the gospel unless you won't be crowned with the crown of life unless you obtain life within the parameters that God set forth in His word as to what it takes to obtain eternal life. The grace of God is going to cause you to have certain things happen in your life. You can claim the grace of God. You can claim faith all you want. But if the actual works don't happen to you that God says happens to those, meaning this, it's like you can't just cross the finish line not having run the race and expect to get crowned. You know what I mean? What I mean is like if you don't do the athletic feats that the victor is supposed to do, you don't get a crown. You know, it's like as if there was a race being run. I'm going to try to draw a silly analogy, but it kind of makes sense. A race being run, and some guy decides he's going to start 5 feet from the finish line. Hey, I won! No, you didn't win.